Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Hello.
And, of course, right in the throes of the Christina Luce Show.
We are.
And two of the guests that we had on earlier today, you know, we reference seniors because that's what Project Independence is about. But both the Landmark and the Port Washington Library have programs for teens mm-hmm. and for young children.
Yes.
And actually, there was some sad news the other day in reference to children programming. I don't know how many people know it, Bodger and Badger, which is a BBC
mm-hmm.
show.
Mm-hmm.
The creator and the almost like the Sesame Street's here,
mm-hmm.
Andy Cunningham died.
Oh,
and he was 67.
Whoa.
That's young. He died of cancer at 67. Aww. Sabina, is there anything else significant you think about the number 67?
No.
Victoria, you can help
her out. You're telling me there's something I should know that I don't.
Yeah. There is something you should know.
Oh, Sabina.
Okay.
It's 67 days since Christina's birthday.
Oh.
Yes. It's okay. I know it slips. You thought it was 66. I mean, it happened.
No.
So mark that down, Sabina. That's the one thing you've learned from the show today. 67 days since my birthday.
You know what? I have never come to this studio and left
as ill prepared.
I'm an artist at being ill prepared, but I have never left without having learned some new important information.
You could start your own at home countdown.
So you said 67?
67 yes. days since my birthday, you know, and then eventually we'll start counting up to my birthday.
Oh, I yes. thought it was to your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
John has, there's a whole system.
There's
this.
A system.
There's a point.
Got thrown off a little bit this year, but we're getting back.
We are back.
Well, I don't have to. If it's 67 days since your birthday, I don't have to pay attention for a while.
Yes, you got time. No, you got time. It's okay. You have time. Once we get to the halfway part, then things start getting crazy.
Okay.
But that's good. Everybody write that down out there.
John,
call 311.
John, do you have a birthday?
Everybody has a birthday.
Okay.
John likes to keep his under wraps.
Okay.
He doesn't want to steal my thunder, I think.
No,
it's really
no, it'd be rude. It'd be rude.
He knows.
Plus, I'd be afraid I'd go out and have a flat tire or something.
But on another note, this is a great program that I actually just, this is pretty hot off the presses. North Hempstead, you know, outside of Project Independence also, really provides very innovative programming. And something that they're offering, it's a foreclosure prevention workshop. And it's going to be on Tuesday, June 20th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. And, you know, it's really just important because it says if you're falling behind on your mortgage payments or in danger of losing your home to foreclosure, come by and learn what your options are. And what's really important they will discuss is how to avoid these fraudulent mortgage rescue schemes that are out there, you know, because there's a whole nother layer to this. So you could be in this extremely stressful situation and they go, oh, I could help you, you know, do this, and you could sign your life away, you know. And so you really have to be careful and educated for this. And I think it's so wonderful that Supervisor Bosworth and the town board are organizing this.
The another interesting thing with this is, you know, people kind of forget in this country how things go bad and they come back into life. In 2008, so many people lost their mm-hmm. houses, and the country right now, we're back at that same mm-hmm. level of debt.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody thinks things are great. I'm not saying they're not. But then between housing, car loans, student loans, mm-hmm. and credit cards, it's $13, $14 trillion dollars again.
Yeah.
So, you know, and what happened last time around when these people did some of these refinancings, because I have people that have come to me, they just extended the years, made them 40 years, 45, so they lowered the payment. Yeah. So they think they got a deal. They didn't get a deal.
Because it's going on.
They owe forever.
Yeah.
It was more affordable for them, but they really, and other people lost their houses. So
no,
this is a great
one to go to. It's very hard because it can spiral quick, you know? And so it's just so important, and I'm so glad that North Hempstead's addressing this issue. So once again, that's going to be on June 20th, 7 to 9 p.m. Yes, We Can Community Center.
Okay, Christina, have you had Charlie Berman on?
Yes.
Okay, so the seniors know about, you know, the
exemptions and stuff that.
Yes.
We always have Charlie on, and that's, you know, because that in itself could be complex too. But that's the blessing of 311 is that you can call and they would transfer you over to the tax receiver's office. And, you know, you can get all that information because that's definitely important because there's people aren't even aware and there's a whole bunch of veterans exemptions too out there.
You know what? I did not know until recently, and that's why I had him as a guest on my show, that if you are a veteran or the widow of a veteran mm-hmm. and a property owner, you get 15% discount mm-hmm. on your property taxes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just on a little plug also, we have one of our gerontologists, Gail, is actually, you know, for a couple of years now has become as a veterans caseworker as well.
Oh, okay.
And she does that for, that's any age in North Hempstead. So that's the only part of Project Independence that, you know, is for any age. Because we really, this came out of our Veterans Advisory Committee. So what's great, you know, is that you can call 311, be connected to Gail, and she could literally, if you are a veteran or the spouse of a veteran, go through all the things you're entitled to. And there's so many things out there that people have no idea about, you know, whether it's discounts or exemptions, you know, so it's definitely something important. So check it out. These are all wonderful programs, and they are there for you to take advantage of. And also in North Hempstead, you know, it's very eco-friendly. You know, we always say in North Hempstead, you know, Supervisor Bosworth, you know, is concerned about all aspects of the town, you know, whether you're a senior, a child, you know, a pet, and especially the environment. And Clark Botanic Garden, which I'm always, always encouraging people to check out, is a beautiful facility in North Hempstead. And they are having the first ever Rose Day. It's going to be on Saturday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there'll be a whole, they're stunning, the roses there. And you could find out about the Sustainable Rose Garden and why certain roses were, and how you could, you know, plant them yourself, too. And on top of that, they're doing these home sustainability classes, too, that are coming up the next couple of months. So one topic is how to build a rain garden, native plant gardening, recycle the rain, how to compost. All these classes are free. You might just have to purchase some additional material for these things. But I think it's really great that they're teaching you, you know, you can go to these classes in a beautiful location and get some skills to help out the environment in your home.
One of the biggest ones is the rainwater.
Yeah.
Because it just, you know, comes down the roof, goes right in the gutter, whereas you put something underneath
and you don't even realize the difference, the difference that it could really make. So I think these are just some great things that North Hempstead is providing. So check that out. The building department is having their mobile evening office hours, and that's a great service they do. It's going to be at the Manhasset Public Library on Monday, June 12th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And at this program, you know, they'll have the town's resident advocate and the different mobile building unit will be there, too. And you can come and ask direct questions about what kind of permits they need or, you know, COs, whatever it might be. And it's really great that you can get this one-on-one contact and find out what's needed. So that's another great service. And then over to our town clerk, Wayne Wink, who we all love. A new service they have is to apply for a passport there. So you can go there, one-stop shop, get your picture taken. You can either renew it or get a fresh one. And the fact that they're doing that now, I think, is great because that could be a little overwhelming, you know.
Oh, otherwise. You know, when people want to go away, it's...
And not only that, you can park there.
That's right. Sabina is going to do a segment on where you could park in North Hempstead because I think that is definitely a major factor because that deters me from going to certain places.
Well,
so
you know, a lot of the seniors, as we get older, we really don't love getting... When you're young, you say, I'll park away and I'll walk over and I'll walk back. When you're older, you want to get in, you want to get out. Nobody here knows except me.
Listen, I currently still just want to get in and get out.
Most people do. You know, on Long Island, it's different. If you parked in the city, you'd park five blocks away just because you got a spot and you'd be thankful.
It's true. I see that valet sign and I head right over.
Long Island, you're not interested in parking five blocks away. No. You want to park right in front of the store.
That's right.
We get very angry when we have to park five blocks away. But on another note, you know, knock on wood, we will not have any kind of hurricane issues this coming up at all. But kicked off on June 1st is, you know, this hurricane season. But the town's Office of Emergency Management really wants just to remind people out there to prepare ahead of time, you know, get all of your stuff, have safety precautions, have your kit ready to go. North Hempstead has tons of material on what you should have in your kit. And we're actually going to have Matt Tamaris will be on next month to talk about just everything you need to stay prepared, which is important.
Good.
So, and just on a little this PSA they had also, it's in English, Spanish, and Mandarin. So I thought that was really great that they had all different languages to teach people on this hurricane preparedness. So that is just a glimpse into all the great things that North Hempstead programs are doing. And I know John thinks this Quell thing is very cool. There's always something super innovative. Last year we had our bat boxes getting rid of mosquitoes, and this year the quails are being raised to really help at the wooded areas where ticks are a major, major problem. I know everyone's been hearing about this on the news, that it's really becoming a major issue, all these ticks, and God forbid, you know, if it goes into a Lyme disease situation, it really has severe impacts. So North Hempstead is doing this eco-friendly way of getting rid of these, and the process is really fascinating. I was reading the press release. I don't want to act like an expert on quails, but you know, the bottom line is once they are raised, they will help with this tick situation, and you don't have to use all these pesticides and different things to get rid of it. So
yeah, there's a point where, you know, what is it? Nature takes care of things,
yes, right,
correctly, but we stop the quails or we stop something else, and you don't realize the damage that gets
right,
done.
Right, the impact.
Yeah, the impact, the negative impact. So you got to bring some of the stuff back instead of spraying.
Quickly, because I see we're getting close. Everybody loves the STOP program, which you can get rid of tons of chemicals and things in your house, TVs, computers, shred documents. And there's Big Brothers, Big Sister will be there collecting clothing and furniture. That's just some of the things. You can call 311 to get more information on the specifics. But it is going to be on June 24th, Westbury High School, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Terrific. That's it for today. We're almost out of time. A few more minutes. I just want to thank Victoria. This is Victoria's first day engineering with us by herself.
It was
I was here.
Yes.
I mean,
did you last week? She was here last week, yes.
Oh, you did, but I wasn't here last
and
week.
And she's
so
a natural, so
you're
kudos.
Unbelievable. This is perfect.
Welcome to the family. Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Our greats were great, and we'll be here next week. So you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.